This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I forgot a labor market data point in that recitation I did to get Mitchell going up at the top of the program. We got numbers from the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas today about job cuts in December. They were down both from the previous month and as compared to December of a year ago. But the company also noted that over the past decade or so, layoffs have shifted away from the holidays and into the second quarter of the year. With the caveat that a whole lot of layoffs in the second quarter of 2020, think about it, right? Pandemic. Whole lot of layoffs then might have skewed those numbers just a little bit. Challenger thinks the rise of social media and the damage that can do to a company's reputation might be playing a part too. Because, as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, a company's timing and tact with layoffs really do matter.
Traditionally, the primary audience for a layoff announcement has not been the actual employees whose jobs are being cut, says Michael Sturman, a professor of human resources at Rutgers. It's shareholders.
As a way of trying to show we are responding to business needs, or we are in some way providing changes that are going to increase shareholder value directly or indirectly.
But trying to deliver shareholder value in the last quarter of the year by telling a bunch of people they're fired just as they're buying gifts or planning family get-togethers is, surprise, not a popular move.
Companies are recognizing we need to do layoffs a little bit more carefully with regard to the public relations associated with them.
Because laid-off employees will talk, in person and on social media. Just search layoffs on TikTok to see a bunch of videos of people finding out they've been let go over a Zoom call. And that can damage a company's brand, one of its most valuable assets, says Jason Windmill at the consulting firm ArgoPoint.
No executive wants to be perceived as Mr. Potter of Bedford Falls, the meanest man in the old movie It's a Wonderful Life, especially around the holidays.
A more thoughtful executive, he says, will try to delay cuts for a few weeks or months. But even in April or May, a boss can still look like Mr. Potter if they don't combine timing with some humanity. Deb Best runs a human resources consultancy called Deb Best Practices in Albany, New York.
You can't just look at this as my inventory of people is too high and I have to reduce the inventory immediately.
She says a layoff will go down easier if employees get regular updates on the company's health, in good and bad times. And if they have to lay off employees, HR managers should offer them a lot of support.
You'll give a recommendation. You'll work with an outplacement firm to help them. You'll do everything you can to help them.
Then those employees might be less likely to vent about the company on TikTok. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.